Is a word ever so offensive that the government should get involved? The City Council in New York City has recently passed a resolution that asks residents to voluntarily stop using the N-word. Several communities in New Jersey are doing the same thing. Here's our report from Nancy Solomon, and we should note this story does contain offensive language.
66-year-old Tim Gaylord has been talking about the ways black people learn to hate themselves for more than 20 years. He's written a self-published book, and as a substitute teacher at Irvington High School, he's been urging students to sign a pledge not to use the N-word.
They think that they're inferior in intelligence because for 400 years, we've been told that N-I-G-G-E-Rs are stupid. They're lazy. They had to go to the beauty shop to get their hair straight so that they can look pretty.
Gaylord stands outside the high school in Irvington, a colonial-era suburb of Newark that is 87% black. He's wearing an African-styled skull cap, has a short gray beard, and is immediately recognized by students who've just gotten out of school. They clearly respect him, but several, including 16-year-old Earl Pierre, don't agree with the voluntary restriction.
It doesn't make a difference. We will always be called niggers, no matter how old we get or how far along we are in the future.
And does that bother you, or that's okay?
It depends on who says it. Like, if our own race says it, it's okay, but we get offense, like, if other people say it.
I'm glad that he said that, which is evidence of the fact that he still has a what? What kind of mentality? Slave. You see, slavery is alive and well in his mind.
Gaylord has been challenging kids here for years, but suddenly, in the wake of the incident in which the Seinfeld comedian Michael Richards used the N-word, people are starting to listen. Gaylord convinced the Irvington City Council to pass the resolution, and other New Jersey towns quickly followed. Many of the kids outside the high school say their generation won't reject the N-word until hip-hop music stars stop using it in their songs. But so far, most of the top names in the business have defended their use of the word. Twenty-five-year-old Atlanta-based rapper Michael Gilliam goes by the name Calico. He says the harsh lyrics of gangster rap merely reflect the lives of black people.
You know, it's reality. It's not. That's like saying that, okay, let's end racism. You know, no matter how hard we try, how hard we rally together to try to get racism out of America or out of the world, it'll never happen.
Calico says gangster rap has been so successful because, unlike other hip-hop, it addresses the anger so many young black men feel. But he has no great attachment to using the N-word. He says he's just trying to be successful.
It's because of the way that America has turned hip-hop music into a business. This is what's in now. This is what's selling. So this is what we're going to go with.
Those advocating for ending the use of the N-word say the city council resolutions are just the first salvo. Roland Anglin, director of the Center on Race and Ethnicity at Rutgers University, says the symbolic actions are part of a national dialogue in African-American communities.
The N-word, as disgusting as it is, it's a great opportunity for a community to really dig down and ask tough questions about where it wants to go and how it wants to portray itself.
And that's why the Michael Richards incident spurred new interest in this conversation, Anglin says. With the N-word commonly used in hip-hop by black comedians and among friends, fighting its use as an epithet becomes much more difficult. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.